Holding here on page Peites by Perek Beis, Eifin Avad Lamaisa, by Ois Zion. That's what we're up to. And again, we've been discussing for the past while. Achana really had a shtickle tzad to do something from either Yom Kecher, really from Yom HaChachma on Purim. I felt that maybe that itself is the clip of Amalek trying to get in Baderech. We're on the Derech. This is the way they're going. Yom Kecher, we're on the Derech. And the Derech is that we do the same thing every week. It's the switch this week. Could be that's the suffix of Amalek trying to be Matas Fakis and what we're doing to try to say that we should switch. Okay, we're going on the Derech. We're continuing the Derech. The way Mavatal the Koyach of Amalek is to move from point A to point B without ever getting caught up in the babulum of that which is trying to get you off track. So let's see, Oizayin, that's where we're up to. Lavad b'midah shel Oizayim. So we mentioned last week that the Ikar Avodah is Achana. There's types of Achana. There's Achana L'maisa, like we spoke about in Isvav. There's Achana Tfilah, Achana Liman HaTorah. There's various ways that a person can be Mechen on each day of the week. But the Ikar Zach is that a person needs to work on is being Mechen the Kli in order to be Makabal the Ars. He says in Lavad b'midah shel Oizayim, Nirvid Sidi Yeshna. Derech noisefes ba'avoida pnimi shashesh mei ma'isa. V'darka shalmagad ha-mizrich. Mizrich ha-magad she'oivir al pisedar ha-sfiris. They do over each one of the days based on the sfiris. Ki b'chol yoyim ha-maisa shvua meyer b'miyuchid echen mesfiris ha-kadoshim. We know that each one of the days, as Zohar Kadosh tells us, that every day is mechovin keneged another sfira, and it really goes based on what was created on the day. It's also mechovin keneged which sfira it is. But every day is keneged one of the spheres. Even though we've said that really the week is broken up into two parts of three, that it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then it goes back to Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It's Chayzer, back from Nefesh Ruach Neshama to Nefesh Ruach Neshama, one going up to down, one going down to up. Nevertheless, there's another way, another Mahalach in the week, which it's one long Hamshech, that Sunday all the way to Friday, Yom Rishon all the way to Yom Shishi, is one big Hamshech moving from Chesed, all the way down to Yisoid. Friday is Midas Yisoid, and then finally comes in Shabbos. Shabbos is Malchus, the Shabbos Malchus. But who should be Yom Rishon? And therefore, again, there's two aspects to it. The aspect that we spoke about the past 2 weeks is the aspect of working on Machshava Dibur and Maisa, Nefesh Ruach Neshama, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Again, Sunday and Friday paralleling each other, Monday and Thursday, Tuesday and Wednesday. Each one of those are the Nefesh Ruach and the Neshama. But there's another way where a person is able to recognize that there's another avoid which takes place every day, which is miyuchid for that day. And it's not just a chazar, a simple chazar of what took place. Vuhu Shabiyam Rishon. On Sunday, Meir by Midas HaChesed. Sunday, Bereishis, the Rabban Hashem created the world. Oilam Chesed Yabana. That's the Indian of the Chesed that the Rabban Hashem does. Alchen Yasek by Lavid Al Midas HaChesed. That the Ikar Avoida of Sunday is the Avoida of Midas HaChesed. Shinana Havas Hashem Yisbarach. That when it comes to Ben Adam Al-Chaveri, obviously that means to do Chesed with other people. When it comes to Chesed, Ben Adam Lamakim, that means Havas Hashem. Chesed represents the side of Ahava. Chesed represents the side of giving. And therefore, when it comes to giving to other people, that's Havas Yisrael. And when it comes to the Rabban Shalom, it's Havas Hashem. And that's the Yavoida on Yom Rishon. Yom Sheni, Mi'ira Midas HaGvura, Shinanu Yira Shemayim. Then after Ahava comes Yira, V'yamal Eschazek B'zeh, V'yoyim Zeh Oid V'oid. That a person works on Monday, on the Ikar Avoida of Monday. Monday is the Indian of Gvura. Person works on Yira Shemayim, having Yira from the Rabban Shalom. Yira Seraimimus. And we're talking about a level higher than Chesed. So here it's not just, it's Ahavas Hashem. There's a Yira Ilah and Yira Tata. Spoken about before, and therefore there's an avoid of Yira, which is just Yira Sa'inish, that's maybe even before, and then there's Chesed, Ahavas Hashem, then there's Gevura. Gevura is Yira Shemayim, real Yira Sa'raimus, something which is even higher than Ahava. Huh? It's in both, which means the way that a person works is in a way of Yira, and also a Machshava and a Dibur, all three of them. It will shtal itself avek in all three ways. Machshava, Dibur, Maisa, which means the way that I think is way more of Yira Hashem, which means my Hargeshim. Yeah, no, it's also in Maisa. The way that I do things with Dikta and Halacha, that comes from Yir Shemayim, Yir Sereimimus, when I do things, when the way I daven with the recognition, Shivisi Avai Lenegdi Samad, that whole concept of Shivisi Avai is also, it's Yir Shemayim. Yir Shemayim, the person has real Yir Hashem, person recognizes that he has to be Yore. Yore can mean the Lashon of fear. Yore can also mean to re'i, to be able to see. That a person is Yore Shemayim, a person is able to see, Kaviyachal, to be able to recognize that Shivisi Avai Lenegdi Samad, I'm standing in front of the Rabban Hashem. That's Sunday and Monday, B'yam Shlishi. On Tuesday, as we spoke about Machshava Dibur Maisa, we spoke about the connection between Ahava, Yira, and the Dveikas. Those are the three main spheres that we have. Is the right side is Ahava, then there is Chesed, Gvura, Tferes. Tferes is the Indian of Dveikas. Person to work in the Indian of Dveikas. And again, he's putting one line, and each one of these are Sugis, Bifnei Atzmai. That there might be Yom Kechen and all this form exactly what Yira is, what Ahava is, what Dveikas is. But just he's just putting this in as just a Hisaf at the end. A PS at the end, an Urbit Seed at the end, just to recognize that although we've spoken at length about the Avoida of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, there's another Mahalach in looking at the 6 days of the week. Moshe Rabbeinu's midas netzach. Moshe Rabbeinu is bechal avdi beis yineman. Moshe Rabbeinu is called neman to Rabbanu Shem. Netzach means that I'm there forever. I'm there 100% benitzchias. That a person's an eva neman to the Rabbanu Shem. Alamad beakshanus. Alamad Hashem yisbarach. Netzach means I'm minatzeach. I'm going to be successful. I'm going to be victorious. That a person stands up with strength. Yachsek it's atzmaim ba'oid ma'oid bezed. That a person comes in with strength. That's the midah of Wednesday. The midah of netzach, and that's where already when a person's mamash holding at the middle of the week, Wednesday. It's after Tuesday, it's after a person already lost the iris of the previous Shabbos, then a person begins with the nefesh. So then the ikar avoid is netzach. The ikar avoid is that a person's been a tzech, that even though I'm just beginning the cycle of Shabbos again, I'm just beginning l'chun ranana, I'm just beginning the inyan of nefesh, but afal pikin, a person's been a tzech, a person's an evan neman, and a person starts to work again. The inyan is to recognize, to be moida. Moida means to think. Moida also means to admit. To be moida that everything's from the Rabbanu Shalom. V'yischazek l'zboinu b'zeh. Everything's in the hands of the Rabbanu Shalom. The Yargal is Atzma, Lahoydis Loyalakal, to thank the Rabbanu Shalom for everything. To recognize Toiv Hashem Lakal means the Rabbanu Shalom is good for everything. That to recognize the Rabbanu Shalom is the one that's giving us everything. And the male person is able to get to that Midah Hoyd of Bittul, that Midah of recognition and thinking and giving gratitude to Rabbanu Shalom for everything that has. Yom Shishi, and it comes Erev Shabbos, Me'iru Midas HaYisayid, and then comes Midas HaYisayid, Shin Yana, L'Eskasher V'Kol Karech L'Hashem Yisbarach. That's the Indian of Eskasheros. And again, for another time, we'll discuss the difference between Eskasheros and Dveikos. What's the difference between Yom Shlishi and Yom Shishi? It's a shmuz for another time. Well, Lekasher called over Bebria, Elov Yisbarach, the Indian of Eskasheros, V'Yischazik Bezeh, B'Toik of Gadol, and a person works on this, B'Toik of Gadol, working on this aspect of Friday. Friday is the Indian of Dveikos to the Rabbanu Shalom in the way of Eskasheros. Kach Shebechol Yoyim, Yavid Bargasha Bapayel, a person works on Hargasha, Ubepayel, Alamida Shaychasoy, Kagoyim, B'Yem Rishin, Yagbar Believe, Esahava Lashem Yisbarach, V'Yasa Maisim, Amiftoam, Esahava Zo, do actions that bring out that Ahava that a person has. B'Chlal Zeh, Lahagbar Al-Asma, it's Mitis Havas Yisrael, part of that is Ahavas Hashem, part of Zahavas Yisrael, Lava Kol Yehudi, will they say, I like to help every year? Obviously, solely to tzav shal havas Hashem yisbarach. Person has real havas Hashem. The tzav of that is obviously Yisrael. Kimisha oivas abba, oivas ban. If a person loves the father, he loves the children. Shareim chelik memenu, brakar davua. Every child is coming from the father. I mean, if a person has real havas Hashem, it's gonna prove itself in the way that a person has a havas Yisrael. Ez Hashem kashayask bechol yom bemida sheyach is loy. Then comes Malchus. Malchus is the Makabal. Malchus is less like Megarmi Klum. Malchus is Makabal. Everything from all the spheres above. It's Makabal all the way from Sunday, from Chesed, Ahavas Hashem, Ahavas Yisrael, all the way down to Friday, which is the Inyan of Eskashras. All of that comes out in the Inyan of Shabbos. Yiskel Hachnas on the Kudah Pnimi Shalahem, Shuakorim Asaga, that's the Mitzvah Hashem is Baruch. Kifi Avoida Alamidis Bepoyal, Kaches Galah Shalamoichem Arab Shabbos. The more a person works in these Midas throughout the 6 days of the week, the more a person feels that Arab Shabbos. We'll just finish, and he says, even if a person lacked that tefillah, utilizing it properly, he forgot that on Sunday he's supposed to be mechavan the Indian of the neshama, and he's supposed to be mechavan the Indian of chesed and ahavas Hashem and obviously Yisrael. And Sunday passed, and it comes Ma'ariv already Sunday night, and he says, "Oi, I just learned to be Yom Dekech, and it was Friday, and I forgot already. By the time Sunday came around, and it was Purim, maybe I forgot the whole avodah." So a person says, "He forgot what he was supposed to be doing." Kida, a person shouldn't. A person shouldn't be broken. Kida, kol gadol amitas hakedusha ain't it tloy bezman of a makom. Really. In a real way, none of it's tali in his manner makam. None of it's a certain day, a certain time, a certain bechina. Ella Hashem Yisbarach nimsa tamid. You can find Purim the whole year, you can find Chanukah the whole year, you can find Sukkot the whole year, you can find Shabbos the whole week. None of these things are really tali in makam al hazman. Ulechein afshe kamuvin zebracha gedayla im zeichem lekedusha bezman makayma avlam lo yiske. You can't have a Havas Yisrael on Monday. Of course he could. You can have a Havas Yisrael on Monday. You could work on it every day of the week. All these things could be totally in every single day. They have six wings. Two of them are only made to cover over the face. That a malach never looks at what he's missing. That a malach should never get broken. If a person has a simcha and a person recognizes that I don't have to be broken if I didn't utilize that day properly, that zman properly, then eventually I get to be able to utilize it properly. So in his mamar, in Yamachachma, he talks about Parsha Zachar, he talks about that this is the Iker Indian of Amalek. What Amalek tries to do is Amalek tries to make you just kriris on the day that's the highest day. It's the day of Tainas Esther, it's the day of Purim, it's the day of Shushan Purim. And then the day passes, and then Amalek says, everything's gone, everything's forgotten. You lost the opportunity of what Tainus Esther was supposed to be. So everything's forgotten. And the Amalek says you could have tefillah today also. You could have Tainus Esther every day of the week. You could have Purim every day of the week. I mentioned the Maisa recently that Reb Nosson came to Reb Nachman. Reb Nachman made a chasana for his daughter right after Purim. So Reb Nosson traveled for a while to be able to get to Reb Nachman for the chasana. And he was planning on being by the Reb on Purim. Maisa, by the time he came in kamar at the end of Purim. Mamish, like the last hour to Purim, he was exhausted from traveling. He wasn't in a car, he was in a wagon, and he was schlepping for a few weeks and trying to get there, rushing the whole time with lachat. He comes in the last 2 hours, and the last 2 hours of Purim were very shvach. Probably most of the chevah were shikar ready. It was very, very shvach. He didn't have a good Purim. So he came into the Rebbe the next day. He came to Reb Nachman the next day. He said, Rebbe, I missed out on Purim. He said, I wasn't Mekayimit. I didn't have a Purim. I was traveling most of the day. By the time I got here and I was here and I was actually able to utilize it, I was too famatad. I couldn't do it properly. So he said, don't worry. He said, today's also Purim. Today's Shushan Purim. He said, all the Iris and all the Oris, everything you wanted to get on Purim, you can get today also. And it's not just Shushan Purim. He would have told him the same thing the day after Shushan Purim also. It's not totally in Makam and Zman. It's all the Malam and Zman. It's all not Miyuchat to one Zman. Megillah Nikras, Yid Aleph, Yid Beis, Yid Gimel, Yid Aleph, Tezvav, Tezai. It's all one big shilav of Lamalam and Makam, Malam and Zman. Okay, continue next break.